For the second time this afternoon, we say good afternoon from the Walls Center on the campus of the Concordia University Bulldogs in Seward, Nebraska, as we get set for the men's half of our doubleheader. The Door College Defender women losing in their contest this afternoon, and that was a game that was close at halftime. If you listen to the Wireless World postgame wrap, you heard a disappointed Coach Craig Steensma talking about the fact that his team, even though they were up one at halftime, he didn't feel like they had played exceptionally well, and Concordia outscored Door College in the second half handily as they scored 56 points in the second half on the way to the 87-64 victory. Here we go with the men's contest. The Door College Defenders taking on a Concordia team that is 6-19 this season, 2-15 in the GPAC. They have lost 15 conference games in a row. Their wins came over Mount Marty and Nebraska Wesleyan back in November. The Bulldogs started the season with 5 wins in 6 games. They lost an overtime game at home to Midland on November 28th, and that started a 14-game losing skid that ended on January 25th with a win over Concordia of Chicago. Since that win, the Bulldogs have lost 4 games in a row. Concordia's lost 6 games by single digits. Bulldogs faced a trying season with former head coach Grant Schmidt resigning shortly before the season began, and they announced last week that their leading scorer, Porter Bertel, would not return this season after sustaining a concussion. The Bulldogs average 70.7 points per game. They allow 78.6 points per outing. The Bulldogs are making 44.6% of their shots and allow opponents to make 47.5% of their field goal attempts. Bertel was averaging a team-high 13.6 points per game when the season ended. He was making nearly 66% of his field goals. Bo Smith adds 13 points per game with 5.8 rebounds. He's making nearly 50% of his field goals. Joel Haywood adds 10.4 points per game and grabs 3.5 rebounds and has 62 assists. Charles Dunbar has a 7.6 points per game average to go with 92 assists and 38 steals. Brent Houchin has lifted his average to 9.1 points per game and is making 50.9% of his field goals. The Defender men are 21-6 this season, 13-5 of the conference with 2 games to go. The Defenders are 10-3 since Christmas and have played in 2 overtime games this season. A pair of losses by 2 points on the road against Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort's other losses in the league are to Midland, Doan, and Mount Marty. Dort College scores 80 points per game. They allow 68.8 points per outing. They convert 49.8% of the shots they attempt. They limit opponents to 42.9% shooting. Cliff Warner's scoring average is 14.9 points per game with 103 assists, and he has 2.9 rebounds per contest to go along with a total of 31 steals. Warner is 98 of 218 on three-pointers this season for 45% success. Trevor Walterstorff is at 13.9 points per game, and he has a team-high 6.7 rebounds per game. Jordan Vogel is good for 13 points per contest with 64.7% field goal shooting, and he grabs 5.1 rebounds per outing. Austin Kachi is the fourth double-digit scorer with a 10.3 average. He is 42 of 116 this season on three-pointers. Chris Seaver scores 9.5 points per game and has lifted his scoring average to 52.9%. Sean Kaiser's average is 4.8 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is at 7 points per contest with 5.8 rebounds. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma about the matchup between these two teams, and here's what the coach had to say.
Coach Ross Dalma joins me as the Door College Defenders get set to take on the Concordia Bulldogs Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action this afternoon. And, well, Coach, for the first time in a while, we're making the trip down to Seward in the afternoon for an afternoon contest, taking on a Concordia team that has struggled. There's no way to get around that fact, but today, senior day, and we fully anticipate to get Concordia's best effort here this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mike. You know, anytime you're playing a team that's emotionally high and ready to go, it's always a concern. And coupled with the fact that we haven't always been so good on the road in Nebraska, so there's reasons for concern. We've had some really good practices as best we can leading up to this point. You know, we're a little shorthanded ourselves with some things due to illness and some injuries, but really where the guys are at, I know they understand exactly the situation that we're in, the implications this game has.
Competed very hard on Wednesday night, came away with a 10-point victory. Before the contest, you had mentioned to me if you get that one, it might be one of your best wins of the season just because of those illnesses and injuries. Did your feelings change at all?
No, I thought we played very well. I thought we did a nice job of taking care of the ball. We rebounded it very well. Just missed some chances with some outside shots throughout the course of the second half to maybe stretch the margin open, but really thought we played an outstanding game on Wednesday, and we hope that the momentum will carry over here today.
Concordia, a team that when they had Porter Bertel, a very formidable post presence, both offensively and defensively. They have changed since we saw them last time because they've evidently lost a couple of players to injuries. How do you prepare for this Concordia team?
Well, with Porter, you knew exactly where he was going to be, and that's the low block. And he would take up a lot of space in there, but at least you knew where he was at. And our post guys are pretty big, and so we kind of matched up okay with Porter. Now they're a little bit more perimeter-oriented. They're bringing some post guys in who will screen and pop as opposed to rolling. And they're going to have to work. Chris and Jordan are going to have to defend on the perimeter. Certainly not their strength, but that's what we need them to do. And their post player, Houchins, coming off a 26-point game on Wednesday night at with Briarcliff. And so that's obviously a concern for us. But, you know, we worked 2 days on it. Hopefully we can execute that.
What do you want to do offensively? Is it a case where you're going to try to pound it inside? Do you want up-tempo today? What do you want?
Yeah, we want both of those things. We do want the tempo to be up, and we certainly do need to pound it inside and get some mileage out of our post play. Also need to, by pounding inside, get to the foul line.
That is Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs getting set for the introductions of the starting lineups. Last competition for these two teams. Briarcliff men beat Concordia 72-68 after leading 28-27 at halftime Wednesday night. Brent Houchin led Concordia with 26 points on 9 of 13 shooting. He also had 8 rebounds. Joel Haywood converted 14 points. Bo Smith had 12 points with 5 rebounds and 2 assists. Dort College defeated Dakota Wesleyan 79-69 after leading 36-33 at halftime. Cliff Warner and Jordan Vogel had 17 points each. Trevor Walterstorff scored 14. Vogel had 13 rebounds. Walterstorff 8. Dort College made 28 of 60 field goal attempts. They were 16 of 23 from the free throw line. The Dort men lead this series 17-6. They outscored Concordia 42-30 in the second half of their contest on January 5th to win at 79-66 in Sioux Center. Trevor Walterstorff had 20 and took in 6 rebounds. Cliff Warner scored 17. Jordan Vogel added 16. Concordia's Joel Haywood scored 15. Bo Smith and Porter Bertel struck for 11 each. Dort College was 28-47 from the floor and had a 32-26 rebounding advantage. Starting lineup for the defenders looks the same as it has in recent history. Cliff Warner starts at a guard. He's a 5'11 senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 14.9 points per game. Austin Koch, he's a 6'4 junior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 10.3 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 13.9 points per contest. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 7 points per game. Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 senior from Front Valley, Iowa, averaging 13 points per contest. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they will go with Joey Werning, a 6-foot sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 3.2 points per game. Joel Haywood is a 6'3 sophomore from Lakewood, Colorado, averaging 10.4 points per outing. Number 34 is Bo Smith, a 6'4 senior from McKinney, Texas, averaging 13 points per game. Brent Houchin is a 6'7 senior from Bruning, Nebraska, averaging 9.1 points per outing. And 5'11 senior, number 24, Charles Dunbar, that is, a St. Louis, Missouri native, averages 7.6 points per game. Dort College in their road black jerseys, white numbers trimmed out in yellow. The Concordia Bulldogs in their home whites with navy blue numbers trimmed out in a lighter blue. And this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and actually we have a change in the starting lineup for the Bulldogs. Phil Friedrich will start. He's a 5'11 senior from Seward, Nebraska, averaging 1.3 points per game. He will go in place of Joey Werning. Werning, a 6-foot sophomore, will not be in the starting lineup here this afternoon. Opening tap on the way, and it's controlled by the defenders, and Cliff Warner comes up with it. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Dort College with the basketball first. Trevor Walterstorff goes over to Cliff Warner. Warner with it on the right side. Lob pass over the top for Lindberg. Lindberg gathers himself. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up. No good. Kicks it back outside to Kachi, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Dort College misses on the opportunity to start the game. And the Bulldogs have it. 19:41 left to play in the first half. With it on the right side is Dunbar, guarded by Trevor Walterstorff. Comes right side over to Friedrich. Friedrich goes underneath Smith. Smith fade away. Shot from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Gets it out. Let it over to Warner. Here come the Dort College defenders. Warner passes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it right side. Kachi, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. They get it down low to Vogel. Vogel in traffic. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Houchin. Dort College. So Dort College missed on the shot attempt underneath. Here's Houchin with it on the right baseline. He's backing his way in against Vogel. Kicks it back over to Dunbar. Dunbar over the basketball. Gives it up out front. Friedrich. Friedrich, free throw line jumper is good. Concordia leads it 2-0 as they take the lid off of the basket on their end. Dort College with it. Left side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the wing. They give it up, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, right side, Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi, deep right corner. Austin with the basketball. Gives it up, Walthersdorf. Finger roll, good. Trevor Walthersdorf with another 2 points this season. He ties it up at 2-2, 18:29 left to play in this first half. Concordia over the basketball. Right side it goes, Phil Friedrich. Friedrich gives it up. They go left side over to Haywood. Haywood looking for Houchin. Dunbar. Dunbar driving in. Step back, nothing there. Comes back over to Bo Smith. Smith underneath Houchin. Houchin guarded there by Vogel. Vogel not giving any ground. They dump it underneath. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Warner. Warner with the basketball. Comes back over to Walt. Walt right side Kachi. Kachi underneath to Vogel. Vogel facing up 12 feet out against Houchin. Comes back over to Warner. Warner left side. Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi underneath Walt. Walt, Vogel. Vogel in traffic. Shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play. Actually got the shot to go, but they're going to wave it off. Situation where Dort College would like to decline the penalty, if you will, and take the bucket instead, but it'll be Dort College inbounding the basketball. Foul goes on Bo Smith, and for Bo Smith, that is number one. 17:47 left to go in the first half. We're tied up 2-2. Fresh 35 for Dort College to work with. They get it into Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, deep right corner. Comes to Friedrich. Friedrich, Warner, Warner, Walthersdorf back over to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce, 18-footer, is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi got it tapped out to him by Lindbergh. Dort College with the basketball, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel shakes into the lane. Ball deflected. Picked up by Kachi. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Gets over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf down to the baseline. Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Kachi. Kachi. Three ball. Got it. Three-point basket for Austin Kachi. Good possession that time by the defenders. They showed some possession. Got an offensive rebound. And now they have a 5-2 lead. Dunbar with the basketball. Sean Kaiser will check into the contest. He'll be in at the next dead ball for the defenders. Chris Severs also checking into the contest. They go out front to Phil Friedrich. Friedrich to Smith. Smith with it on the left wing looking for Houchin underneath. Comes back to Haywood. Haywood off the dribble. Step back. Comes back over to Houchin. Houchin with it on the left wing. Houchin had 26 points in the loss to Briarcliff this past week. Haywood back out front, Dunbar, three to shoot. They get it to Smith. Smith, three-pointer at the shot clock buzzer is good. Bo Smith ties it up at 5-5. Just looked like Dort College was going to get a defensive stop, and Smith stepped beyond the three-point line and hit it. Walthersdorf driving in with the right hand, layup good. Trevor Walthersdorf with 4 points. Dort College leads 7-5. Concordia basketball, Dunbar. 16:15 remaining in the first half. Dunbar guarded there by Walthersdorf. They come back over to Haywood. Haywood three, missed everything, no good. It'll be Dort College basketball. Severs and Kaiser are in. Concordia will counter with Joey Warning. Warning checking in, as will Robbie Thomas. Concordia a little more size, but youth as well. Thomas, a 6'7 freshman from Shawnee, Kansas. Warning, a 6 foot sophomore from Lincoln. Warning, a Warner with a basketball. Warner gives it Kaiser. Kaiser left side, Kachi. Kachi underneath it goes Severs. Severs against Houchin. Hook shot, no good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Houchin. Houchin with the basketball. He gives it up Warning. Warning up the floor. It goes left side, Robbie Thomas. Guarded there by Walthersdorf. Thomas in the corner, trapped, looking for someone to give it to. Gets it away to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball out front. Haywood will drive. Stripped of the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Joey Warning. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Defenders lead 7-5. We're not quite 5 minutes into this contest. Concordia inbounding. They get it into the corner to Haywood. Haywood guarded there by Kaiser. They dump it underneath Houchin. Houchin trying to back in against Severs. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Dort College off and running. Here comes Warner. Cliff with the basketball, right side Kachi, back over to Warner. Warner, Waltersdorf, reverses over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Severs. Severs, wheels, nothing there. Back to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Waltersdorf, posting up, two players by him. Kaiser, free throw line, drops it off for Severs. Severs with the basketball, into the lane, nothing there. Sean. Sean, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Here come the Bulldogs with the basketball. Joey Werning. Werning with it out front. Werning looking. Looking for Houchin, instead goes over to Haywood. Joel Haywood, three-pointer is up and good. Concordia has the lead at 8-7. Joel Haywood with the second three of the day for the Bulldogs. Trevor Waltersdorf, blow-by move, left wing, takes it up strong. He's fouled. He'll go to the free-throw line for the try at the old-fashioned three-point play. Bo Smith has just picked up his second personal foul. 14:47 left to go in the game. In the first half, I should say. Max Wagoner checks into the contest. He's 6'9". Another one of those young players for Concordia. He's a freshman from Wildwood, Missouri. Trevor Waltersdorf trying to give Dort College a two-point lead. Waltz, free throw is up. Good. 10-8, Dort College in front. Waltersdorf with seven of Dort College's first 10 points. Nathan Rindles checked into the ballgame as well at the break. Haywood will bring the ball up for Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, working against Nathan Rindles. Concordia down two. Haywood will drive in, kick out pass. Concordia camping three players on the perimeter now. Not really posting anyone up. With it on the left side is Werning. Werning baseline, well, drives around Warner, and Werning gets the shot to go. He's got two, and we're tied at 10-10. 14:21 left to play in the first half. Waltersdorf underneath Severs. Severs against Houchin. Chris with the basketball. Chris, short shot, good. Chris Severs with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 12-10. 12-10, our score. Dort College in front. Concordia with a basketball down to the baseline is Haywood, and Haywood is fouled on the play by Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal with 13:55 left to play in this first half. Dort College 12, Concordia 10. Trevor Waltersdorf checks out. Dort College will play Vogel and Severs together. Phil Friedrich checks into the contest. He's guarded by Sean Kaiser. Dort College going man-to-man defense. Wagoner passes it in, gets it inbounded from Thomas. Thomas, left side, Werning. Werning driving in, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul on the play. Chris Severs grabbed it, and he got fouled on the play by Joey Werning. 13:46 left to play in this first half. So Dort College with a lead in the basketball, a chance to build on a two-point advantage. With it on the right side is Rindles. Rindles out front, Vogel. Vogel back over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs crosses over, puts it up, shot won't go down. Good shot by Severs. Can't get it to go, though. Here comes Concordia, trailing by two. 13:25 and counting, first half. Rindles wrestles the ball away, and we've got a foul on the play called on the Concordia Bulldogs as Joey Werning reaches up and grabs a piece of jersey, preventing Rindles from the uncontested layup. That's foul number two on Joey Werning. Team foul number four on the Bulldogs. Concordia will let it ride for the time being with Werning. Rindles with the basketball out front. Comes over to Severs. Severs to Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. Vogel puts it up in traffic. Good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 14-10. Werning with the basketball, working against Rindles. Comes back right side, Werning. Werning looking down low. Finds Houchin. Houchin puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Chris Severs. Severs whistled for the personal with 12:57 left to go in the first half. Houchin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's a 68% free throw shooter. So two free throws coming here for Houchin. Houchin, 56 of 82 this season for free throws. He's going to have to play a lot of minutes against Vogel and Severs. Dort College rotating those two in. Right now they've got them in together. Houchin makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Haywood checks in. Werning checks out. So Haywood back into the ballgame. Dort College leads 14-10. Another free throw coming. Houchin, second free throw is good. It's 14-12. Dort College with a basketball. Rindles will bring it up. Dort College with a two-point advantage. Rindles looking up front, goes to Severs. Severs, Kaiser. Kaiser beyond the three-point line, left wing. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles looking down low, gets it to Vogel. Vogel faces up against Houchin, puts it up, shot is good. Jordan Vogel with 4 points. Houchin cannot afford to get in foul trouble. He backs off on the play and basically concedes the two. Haywood with the basketball out front. Haywood, pass deflected, taken by Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving the other way with the left hand, gets it to go, needed that one. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. Dort College with the six-point lead. Concordia calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Bulldogs. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Confession.
Dort College with an 18-12 lead after Kyle Lindbergh got a steal at midcourt and took it up strong with the left hand. Got the shot to go as it rolled around on the rim and fell through. Now Concordia rolling the dice. They're gambling. They put Bo Smith back into the game. They've got to give Brett Houchin a rest. Smith is playing with two personal fouls. Dort College shows pressure defense. With a basketball, they drive in with the left hand is Robbie Thomas. Thomas down on the block. Pass deflected. Picks it back up. Does Wagoner. Wagoner back out front to Haywood. 19 to shoot for the Bulldogs. Haywood beyond the three-point line on the left wing. He's looking for someone to pass to. Now 12 to shoot for the Bulldogs. They go Wagoner. Wagoner underneath Friedrich. Friedrich's shot is good. Friedrich got free. And the Dort College lead is 4, 18-14. Cliff Warner into the front court. Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi right side. Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the corner. Warner. Warner with the basketball. Working against Haywood. Kachi left corner. Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Vogel cut off. Nothing there. Back over to Lindbergh. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Comes out to Kachi. Kachi three-pointer. Swish. Austin Kachi with his second three. Dort College leads 21-14. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders on the three-pointer from a step behind the three-point line by Austin Kachi. Friedrich, 10-footer, rolls around, won't go down. Rebound taken away by Vogel off the deflection. He hands it off to Cliff Warner. Warner leads Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the lane. Nothing there, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel working against Wagoner. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Concordia coming back the other way. Dort College by seven. With a basketball is Haywood, tries to go baseline, has to reverse it back outside to Robbie Thomas. Thomas to Wagoner, Wagoner to Smith. Smith on the right wing. Smith hit a three earlier. They go to Wagoner. Wagoner on the left wing beyond the three-point line. They find Friedrich underneath, and the shot is blocked by Warner, but Warner commits the foul with 10:36 remaining in the half. That's foul number one on Cliff. And free throws on the way for number 12, Phil Friedrich. Friedrich, 1-for-4 this season on free throws. First free throw by Friedrich is good. 5 points for Friedrich. And the Dort College lead is 6, 21-15. Houchin is back in. Wagoner checks out. Second free throw is up and good. So Friedrich with 6 points came in averaging 1.3 points per game. Dort College leads 21-16. Trevor Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff on the left wing. Sets a screen. Does Vogel. Comes left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel has it tapped away out of bounds by Robbie Thomas. It'll be Concordia on defense as Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 10-19 left to play in the first half. Dort College by 5. Throwing the ball in will be Cliff Warner. Warner tossing it in, gets it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff, deep left side, pull-up jumper, 17, rims it, no good. Rebound tapped out, Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, rattles it again. Rebound, though, taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot no good. Gets the zone rebound back, shot no good, and the rebound is controlled by Concordia. Dort College unable to finish. Here comes Concordia. Bulldog with the basketball, Haywood. Haywood out front. He'll step back, shoot the three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College, 21-16. Long pass into the front court, take it away, Haywood. Haywood with a steal. Haywood puts up the shot in traffic, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Walterstorff into the front court. Walterstorff feeds it back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, that one's in. Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 24-16, an eight-point advantage for the defenders. A little sloppy, though, and Coach Ross Dalma is going to send a couple new players in. He's going to send three in as well, at least, I should say. Robbie Thomas with the basketball. Thomas driving in, puts it up, shot no good. Fight for the basketball, taken down by Houchin. Houchin put back good. 4 points for Houchin. Dort College leads 24-18. Into the front court with the basketball is Cliff Warner. Warner in between the circles out front. 9 minutes remaining in the half. Cliff Warner, three-pointer, good. Cliff Warner with back-to-back threes. He's got six, and the defenders lead 27-18 as the two teams exchange threes for two. Four new players checking in for Dort College at the next break. I saw the look by Ross Dalmel, and things were getting sloppy. I've seen it a few times. And even though Dort College leads by nine, he wants something done differently, and he's going to check four new players in at the next dead ball. They go to Houchin. Houchin down to the baseline, guarded by Vogel. Houchin backing his way in. Awkward shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor ahead to Cliff. Cliff with it on the left side. Cliff with the basketball, feeds Vogel. Vogel, slam dunk! Jordan Vogel dropping the sledgehammer. Dort College leads by 11, 29-18. The big fella throws it down. Dort College up by 11. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. On the floor for the defenders will be Warner, Rindles, Severs, Beaver, and Kaiser. Dort College leading 29-18. Pass comes into Dunbar. Dunbar with the basketball. 8 minutes remaining in the half. Dunbar with the basketball. Dort College showing zone defense. Dunbar wants to call for a clear out. Not going to do much against the zone, though. Friedrich back over to Dunbar. Dunbar drops it off Houchin. Houchin shot no good, but a foul called on the play. And if it goes on Cliff, it's number two. That's going to go on Chris Severs. That's his second. Either way you cut it, it was going to be number two on somebody. Brent Houchin will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, where he is two for two. Dort College right now on a 5-0 run, and Houchin ends it with a made basket, or I should say a made free throw. He's got five. Another free throw on the way. 7:49 left to play in this half. 29-19, Dort College by 10. A second free throw on the way by Houchin. He flips it up, flips it down. 29-20. Drops the lid on that one. 6 points for Houchin. Kaiser with the basketball out front. Kaiser picks up his dribble, goes over to Rindles. Rindles to Kaiser. Kaiser to Beaver. Reese in the left corner. Reese is going to pull up, shoot a three, and missed it long. Out of bounds. The missed three-pointer. Stripped by Warner on the other end, though. Dort College comes up with it. Reese Beaver passes over to Cliff Warner. Dort College with a loose ball. They get it to Severs, and Severs has it tapped away from him out of bounds by Haywood, and Haywood is shaken up on the play. Beaver will check out. Waltersdorf checks in. 7:18 remaining in this first half. Dort College 29, Concordia 20. Warner gets it inbounded to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf out front, Rindles. Rindles reverses back over to Kaiser on the right wing. Kaiser with the basketball, doesn't see anything he likes, comes back over to Rindles. They look down low for Severs. They roll it into Severs. Severs double-teamed. The hook shot by Severs is good. Chris Severs with two field goals in the first half. Dort College leads 31-20. Concordia with the basketball. Dunbar brings it up. 6:50 and counting. First half, a fast-moving first half of basketball, considering we did not get started until well after 4 o'clock. With it is Friedrich. Friedrich, ball fake. 15-footer by Friedrich is good. Friedrich having a career day on senior day. 31-22, Dort College by 9. Rindles with it out front, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Now back over to Cliff. Cliff right side, Rindles. Rindles, Walt. Walt will drive into the lane. Nobody there on the back door cut. Instead comes over to Kaiser. Three, no good. Rebound, Rindles. Rindles gets it back over to Warner, and Friedrich is called for the personal. Team foul number five on the Bulldogs. Friedrich whistled for the personal on the rebound, and he knew it right away. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Warner will throw the ball in on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cliff looking, gets it into Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Dunbar guarding him. Passes left side, Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low, Severs. They find Severs working against Houchin. Severs, jump hook in the lane, is good. Chris Severs with 6 points. Dort College leads 33-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Door College basketball made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Borenson's Avoid and Handling Gravel and Excavation Needs. On the web at Borenson's.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Zach Sharn checked into the ballgame at the last break. Bo Smith passes back over to Sharn. Sharn in the lane, nothing there. Dunbar. Dunbar left side. He goes down low to Bo Smith. Smith on the short corner on the right baseline. Comes back over to Dunbar. Dunbar, three is good. I thought it was just a two. Looked like his foot was on the line, but they award him three. So Charles Dunbar with his first points of the day. Door College leads 33-25. Rindles for the basketball. Gives it up to Severs, and Severs is fouled on the play by Brent Houchin. Houchin whistled for the personal with 5:25 left. It's foul number one on him. Severs checks out. Also Warner and Kaiser check out. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Kachi, Waltersdorf, Kyle Lindberg, Vogel, and Rindles. Inbounding is Rindles. Rindles looking, gets it into Kachi. Kachi with a basketball, fresh 35 for the defenders to work with. Let's see if they try to pound it down low again. They get it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg to Vogel, and Vogel is fouled on the play. And if it's on number 34, Bo Smith, it's number three on him. They're going to go on number 44, Zach Sharn, instead with 5:17 remaining. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College leading by 8, 33-25. Dort College in the bonus from here on out. Free throw on the way for Jordan Vogel is up and good. Vogel, a 64% free throw shooter. He's got 7 points. Dort College leads 34-25. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. Second free throw on the way for the post player from Rock Valley, Iowa, is up and splashes through. So Vogel makes them both. He's got 8 points. Jordan Vogel cracked into the top 10 in scoring in Dort College basketball history with his performance last week. He's closing in on 1,300 career points. Been enjoyable to watch him develop as a post player. Haywood passes into the lane. Shot rattles in. The jump hook by the 6'9 Max Wagoner. 2-point basket. Dort College leads 35-27. Concordia trying to keep it manageable as we get to halftime. Vogel puts it up, and he has it blocked by Wagoner. He caught it clean. Here comes Concordia. Concordia down 8. Pass goes underneath Wagoner. Wagoner, 2-point basket is good. 35-29, Dort College by 6. Concordia with back-to-back buckets. Kachi goes underneath Vogel. Vogel has it stripped by Bo Smith as he reached in and swiped it away. And here comes Concordia. Dunbar with the basketball out front. Dort College by 6. Rindles plays the defense on Dunbar. Dunbar takes a poor shot with a left hand. Lindberg cleans out the rebound. Lindbar with the basketball, puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Wagner. Wagner whistled for the personal foul with 4:11 remaining. Chris Severs is going to check back into the ballgame. I believe he's going to go for Vogel. Vogel, moments after I brag him up, has a couple of possessions Dort College would like to have back. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Lindberg with 2 points so far today. First free throw is up and down for Kyle Lindberg. Dort College leads by 7. 36-29 pending the second free throw. 4:11 remaining in the first half. Second free throw by Lindberg is up and good. So Lindberg makes them both. He's a 54% free throw shooter. He drops them both through. Dort College leads by 8, 37-29. In the backcourt with the basketball is Haywood. Haywood to Sharn. Sharn with it. Back over to Friedrich. Friedrich with the ball. Friedrich. Guarded there by Rindles. Comes right side Haywood. Haywood gets a move. Drives in. It's stripped. It's down on the floor. Picked back up by Haywood. Haywood to Sharn. Sharn to Friedrich. 12 to shoot for the Bulldogs. He goes right side. Sharn. Sharn shakes right. Moves left. Tough shot. Gets it to go. Zach Sharn with the 2-point basket. Dort College leads 37-31. Lindberg with the basketball. Goes back left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Severs. Severs shot. Hangs on the rim. Won't drop through. Rebound, though, taken out by Waltersdorf. His putback is good. He's got 9. 39-31. Dort College by 8. Concordia with the basketball. 3:15 and counting, first half. Concordia with the basketball, Haywood. Haywood goes over to Friedrich. Friedrich with the ball. Friedrich in between the circles out front. They pass over to Bo Smith. Smith, step back beyond the three. Now he's going to pull up, try to dump it underneath. It's taken away. Severs comes up with a loose basketball. Rindles into the front court. Nathan with the ball, reverses to Lindbergh. Lindbergh backing his way in, kicks it over to Kachi. Kachi off the bounce, 15-footer straight on. So pretty when that goes in. 8 points for Kachi as he pulls up from the free throw line after giving the pump fake to draw the defender out. He knocks down the 15-footer from straight on off of one dribble. Here's Smith. Smith driving in, puts it up, gets the shot to go. And Kyle Lindbergh would like to have that one back as he went up out of position. Gets called for the foul. The shot goes down. And with an opportunity at the three-point play is Bo Smith. So Lindbergh, with 2:35 left in the first half, picks up his first personal. Houchin back into the contest for Concordia. Bo Smith, a 75% free throw shooter, shooting the free throw, and he missed it off the heel. Dort College leads by 8, 41-33. Cliff Warner back into the game. Right side pass, it goes Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser, Kaiser, right corner. Kachi gets it back on the left wing. He puts it on the floor, down to the baseline, nothing there. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner, Warner on the right wing. Man-to-man defense applied by the Bulldogs. Kaiser looking down low, instead goes back out front, Kachi. Kachi underneath Severs. Severs working on Houchin with a left hand, layup good. Chris Severs with 8 points. Dort College leads 43-33. 10-point advantage for the defenders. 2 minutes remaining in this half. Want to stop here. Friedrich, they pass underneath to Sharn. Sharn in the lane, kick out pass, comes back over to Friedrich. Friedrich in between the circles, they look for Haywood. Haywood lost it, picked up by Kaiser. Here's Dort College in transition. Warner feeds the trailer, Kachi. Kachi with a layup, too hot out of the hand. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. This is Haywood. Haywood will take it across half court. 1:30 and counting, first half. Dort College 43, Concordia 33. Haywood with the basketball looking for Smith. Dort College on the defense. Sharn comes back over to Friedrich. Friedrich looking for Smith. He's posting up Kaiser. They get it underneath to Smith. Smith tied up on the play. No. They get it back over to Sharn. Sharn misses everything on the three-point shot. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. Beg your pardon. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Concordia will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Our officiating crew tonight, Justin Pavich, Chris Wright, and Jason Slaughter. Concordia to throw the ball in. Friedrich gets open momentarily. Now here's Sharn with it, guarded there by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Friedrich. Friedrich, baseline jumper is good. Friedrich, tough shot. He's got 10, and the defender lead is 43-35. Warner into the front court. He passes left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf looking down low. Instead goes to Warner. Warner back over to Walt. Walt off the glass, no good, and a blocking foul called on Houchin. Waltersdorf went down hard. He came flat down on the wallet. So 50.9 seconds remaining. Trevor Waltersdorf got his leg swept out from him a bit on that shot. He'll go to the free throw line for two. Waltersdorf with two free throws. First free throw by Trevor. Good. Walt with 10 first half points. 44-35, Dort College in front. Another free throw on the way for Trevor Waltersdorf, trying to reestablish a 10-point lead. Dort College getting a 2-for-1 on this situation in that they got the shot up quickly enough, and now there's a 15-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Waltersdorf gets them both to go. Dort College leads 45-35. Waltersdorf with 11 first-half points to lead the defenders. Concordia basketball in the backcourt is Haywood. Haywood to Sharn. Sharn left side. Wagner. Wagner three. No good. Rebound fought for. Friedrich comes up with it. 7 seconds between the difference between the shot clock and the game clock now, and Concordia will try to run it down. They go left side over to Thomas. Robbie Thomas at the top of the key. Picked up his dribble. 20 to shoot. Haywood down to the baseline. Reverses it back to Thomas. Thomas. Sharn. Sharn. Nothing there. Friedrich. Friedrich at the top of the key, 10 to shoot. Friedrich with the basketball, 16 on the game clock. This is in the half. Thomas out front. Thomas guarded by Kaiser. Tries to throw it to Sharn, and they throw it away. It'll be Dort College basketball with 8.2 seconds remaining. Waltersdorf checks in. Sean Kaiser checks out. Dort College should be able to get the final shot of the half off. Concordia will retreat into a zone, it appears. 8 seconds remaining. They get it into Waltersdorf. Seven. Waltersdorf. Left baseline. Shot. Good. Trevor Waltersdorf, the pull-up, gives Dort College a 12-point lead, 47-35. Good half for the defenders after it looked like Concordia was going to make a little charge. Defenders go into the locker room up by a dozen, 47-35. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. We're at halftime. Dort College leads Concordia 47-35. We were tied at 2-5-10. That was at the 14-21 mark when we were tied at 10-10. Dort College got a little breathing room, got up 14-10. Concordia cut it down to 14-12. Dort College eventually built the lead to 7 at 21-14. And we're up 24-16. A little sloppy play. Dort College eventually able to reestablish order, took an 11-point lead at 29-18. That was their biggest lead of the first half. Up to the final of Trevor Waltersdorf hitting a bank shot from about 12 feet out on the left side for his 10th and 11th points of the first half. Dort College goes into the locker room up an even dozen, 47-35. Dort College led unofficially by Trevor Waltersdorf with 11, while the Concordia Bulldogs are topped by Phil Friedrich with 10 in the first half of play. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers from the first half of today's men's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG by Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing for mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Here's how things shake out in the first half. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, 18 of 35 from the floor, 4 for 8 on 3, 7 of 7 on free throws. That comes out to 51.4% from the floor, 50% on threes, and 7 of 7 on free throws for 100%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 13 of 26 from the floor, 50%. 3 for 7 on three-pointers, 42.9%. 6 of 7 on free throws, 85.7%. Dort College holds a 19-12 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Concordia 6, Dort College 3. Steals, Dort College 5, Concordia 2. Trevor Waltersdorf leads Dort College with 13 points, 5 for 5 from the floor, 3 for 3 on free throws. 8 points for Jordan Vogel and Austin Kachi. 8 points for Chris Sievers. Vogel is 3 for 6 from the floor. Sievers is 4 for 7. Kachi is 3 for 4, including 2 of 2 on three-point baskets. 4 points for Kyle Lindberg. Cliff Warner, 2 for 3 from the three-point line. He's got 6 points. For the Bulldogs, Phil Friedrich with 10 points. 4 points for Brent Houchin. 5 points for Bo Smith. 4 for Max Wagner. 2 for Zach Sharn, 2 for Joey Werning, 3 for Charles Dunbar, 3 for Joel Haywood. There's your total of 35 for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs right on pace for their 70 points per game average that they have had all season long. Assists, Kyle Lindberg credited with 3, Austin Kachi with a pair, Cliff Warner and Trevor Waltersdorf with 1 each, Sean Kaiser off the bench for 2. 2 steals for Nathan Rindles in 8 minutes of play. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 3 assists for Charles Dunbar. No one else with more than 1. 2 Concordia players have 1 steal each. 47-35, Dort College up by 12 on Concordia here at halftime at Seward, Nebraska. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Concordia at halftime, 47-35. Here are the other halftime scores that we have from the conference. Briarcliff leads Morningside 41-36. Dakota Wesleyan trails Nebraska Wesleyan 29-18. So that's Nebraska Wesleyan 29, Dakota Wesleyan 18. Northwestern over Doan up the road at Crete 43-36. Hastings leads Mount Marty at halftime 40-32. And I already told you, Dort College leads Concordia by 12 at halftime 47-35. GPAC standings heading into play today. Northwestern 14-3. Dort College 13-5. Doan College 11-6. Midland 11-7. Briarcliff 10-7 heading into play today. Hastings 9-8. Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside both 8-9. Nebraska Wesleyan 6-12. Mount Marty 3-14. Concordia 2-15. In women's basketball earlier today, it was Concordia using a big second half to defeat Dort College 87-64. Dort College led by one at halftime. Morningside over Briarcliff 85-73. Dakota Wesleyan an 81-53 winner over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play. Northwestern over Doan 70-65. That was tight throughout. And Hastings over Mount Marty 78-65 in women's play. Women's standings look like this then right now. Morningside is 15-3. Concordia is 14-4. A game back of Morningside. Each have two games remaining. Briarcliff and Northwestern are both 13-5. Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan along with Hastings are all 10-8. Dort College is 9-10. They've got a bye night on Wednesday. Midland is 5-13. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-18. Doan is a 0-18. In case you are wondering about those women's basketball teams towards the top of the conference, Morningside has two games remaining. They are at Mount Marty, and they are home with Hastings. They have a one-game lead on Concordia. Remaining for the Concordia Bulldogs, their schedule looks like this. They are at Hastings on Wednesday and wrap up the season at home against Mount Marty. Pardon me, they are on the road at Mount Marty on Saturday. Not an easy road by any means for the Concordia Bulldogs. Those two teams with the realistic shots at the GPAC Championship. Morningside with a game lead with two games to go. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more from the Walls Fitness Center on the campus of Concordia right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, and City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Helena, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Concordia basketball to start the second half of play. Haywood has the ball. He gets a screen. Kachi cuts him off. Shot no good, but a foul before the play, or before the shot. It's going to go on Austin Kachi with 19:53 left to play in this ball game. Dort College by a dozen. 47-35. Pass in over the top to Bo Smith. Smith feeds it. Right side over to Robbie Thomas, and we've got a foul on the play called on Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for the personal foul with 19:49, and now Concordia trying to get Dort College in a little bit of foul trouble. Two quick whistles on the defenders. Concordia inbounding the basketball. Haywood throws it in to Houchin. Houchin guarded there by Lindberg. Lindberg holding his ground. Houchin misses it off the side of the backboard. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball out front. Lindberg left side, Walt. Walt baseline jumper spins it through. Waltersdorf with 15 points. And the defenders lead 49-35, biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Haywood with it out front. Pass goes right side to Houchin. Houchin, lob pass over the top, finds Smith. Smith, basket, good. Bo Smith with 7 points. Dort College leads 49-37 with the basketball. Lindbergh. Lindbergh out front. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the left side. Waltersdorf, blow by move, but got pushed underneath the basket. Tries to dump it out, and it comes out to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball for Concordia. Haywood will put up the three, and he hit it. Joel Haywood with 6 points. Dort College leads 49-40. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner right side, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Comes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets a screen from Warner. Now right side, back over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi, 17. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Houchin. Concordia with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. That was 14 at one point, 49-35. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood out front. Now you got to play some defense if you're Dort College. Answer the challenge. With it out front is Friedrich. Friedrich, left side, Thomas. Thomas with the basketball, guarded there by Waltersdorf. Comes back, left side, Haywood. Haywood on the wing. He's going to go baseline. Drives in, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Joel Haywood with 8 points. Dort College has surrendered 7 points in a row. They lead by 7, 49-42. Waltersdorf, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. And now we've got a foul called away from the ball, and that's going to go on Houchin. Houchin whistled for the personal with 18:04 remaining. It's foul number three on Houchin. And Dort College will throw the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Checking into the contest now, Max Wagner. Checking out, Brent Houchin. Dort College with a 7-point lead. That was 14 when Trevor Waltersdorf hit a bucket to start the second half. They get the ball inbounded to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Waltersdorf right wing. Looking down low for Severs. Back over to Warner. Warner, 15-footer. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bo Smith. And Dort College not getting what they want on the offensive end. And a long pass over the top. And Wagner makes it. And Concordia making a ball game of this. He's got six. Dort College leads 49-44. With the basketball is Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner left side, Kaiser. Dort College has not gotten the ball into the paint here in the second half. Warner with the basketball out front. They look down low for Severs. They bring the double team. Ball swiped away from behind. Kaiser comes up with it. Kachi over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf working on Smith. Waltersdorf shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser, though, and Kaiser is fouled on the play. Foul called on Max Wagner. Wagner whistled for the personal with 17-17 remaining. Inbounding will be Cliff Warner. Dort College by 5. Concordia on a 9-0 run right now, gathering some momentum. Pass goes into Warner. Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser for the basketball. It's Kachi. Kachi left side, Walt. Walt to Severs. Severs jump hook in the lane. 9 times out of 10, that goes down. This time it kicks off the heel, and Concordia looking to continue the run. Smith, 12-footer, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Friedrich. Friedrich with the basketball, isolating on the right side. They go pick and roll. Friedrich, jumper in the lane, is good. Friedrich with the 2-point basket, he's got 12, and the Dort College lead is 49-46. Warner right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up, blocked, rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, and Concordia now has the momentum. Ball deflected, though, taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College. Dort College trying to weather the storm. Warner pulls up, three-pointer, bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket, Cliff Warner, he's got 9 points, and the defender lead is 52-46. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more after this. Dort College surrendered 11 points in a row to go from up 49-35 to up 49-46. A Cliff Warner three-pointer moments ago gives Dort College a 6-point lead at 52-46 with 16:22 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College uses their second timeout of the basketball game. They've got 4 remaining. Haywood will throw the ball in for the Bulldogs. See if Dort College can put a couple stops together. They show pressure defense. Concordia basketball, bringing it up is Joey Werning. Werning playing with 2 personal fouls. Warner hounding him. Werning with the basketball, left side, Wagner. Wagner, Haywood. Haywood travels with it, but we've got a foul called before the shot or the travel for that matter, on Cliff Warner. Warner has just picked up his second with 16:07 remaining in the half. Dort College leading 52-46, but Concordia putting together a run to get back into the ballgame. Werning to inbound. He gets it in over the top to Sharn. Sharn has it at half court. Sharn will give it back over to Werning. Werning will bring it up against Warner. Pick and roll out front. They drop it off inside Wagner. Wagner working on Severs. Comes back right side Werning. Werning will back out. Shoot the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Dort College one and done for Concordia. Warner steps into the three. Missed it. No good. Missed everything to Cliff Warner. Not going to see that very often. That one was off to the right of the basket. 15-40 and counting. Ball game. Concordia basketball. Wagner. Wagner to Haywood. Haywood beyond the three-point line. Comes back over to Thomas. Thomas, Wagner. Wagner, Thomas. Thomas, 17-footer. Can't get it to go. Rebound tap out. Taken by Kachi. Dort College in transition. Austin, left side, Warner. Warner gives it back over to Kaiser, and a travel called. Travel violation called on Cliff Warner. 15-20 remaining in this ballgame. Vogel back into the game. Lindbergh, Kaiser, Kachi, and Warner on the floor. Time for the defenders to regroup. Right now, the momentum, neither team has it. And the Concordia Bulldogs have the basketball. This is Charles Dunbar. Dunbar across half court. Dunbar passes right side to Phil Friedrich. Friedrich wants a pick and roll. Wagner sets a screen for him. They go Sharn. Sharn back to Friedrich. Friedrich with the basketball. Friedrich, spin move. Tough shot. Can't get it to go, but there for the rebound was Wagner, but he couldn't get the shot to go. Vogel bothered the shot and took away the rebound. Warner with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel, hook shot, can't get it to go. Rebound tap out, controlled by the defenders. Warner with the basketball. Warner puts it up, and he is fouled before the shot. Foul called on Concordia and Phil Friedrich. Friedrich picks up his second. 14:41 left to play in this half. That's in the second half. Bo Smith back into the game. Checking out for Concordia, Zach Sharn. Dort College with a chance to build on a six-point advantage. Inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Warner. Warner looking, still looking, gets it into Kaiser, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Dort College with the basketball, throwing it in Warner. Warner on the sideline, free throw line extended. Gets it into Kaiser. Kaiser puts it on the floor against Smith. Looking down low. Gets it to Vogel. Vogel up off the glass. Soft touch. Good. Jordan Vogel with 10 points. Dort College leads 54-46. Concordia basketball. Dunbar. Dunbar over the basketball on the right wing. Guarded there by Warner. They go over to Friedrich. Friedrich guarded by Rindles. Friedrich, ball fake, nothing there, gives back over to Wagner. Wagner in the lane, comes back over to Dunbar, left-handed three, it's good. Just a two, they say. Just a two for Charles Dunbar, he's got five. Dort College leads 54-48. Left side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser's pass deflected, it's down on the floor, picked up by Dunbar. Now it's loose, picked up by Vogel. Vogel back over to Rindles, Dort College with 20 to shoot. Comes back over to Warner. Warner to Lindbergh, that is. Lindbergh-Vogel. Vogel shot no good. Rebound taken away by Smith. Smith with the basketball back over to Dunbar. Dunbar will bring it up. 13:40 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College has not been sharp here in the second half. Ball is loose, but a hold called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal with 13:37 left to play in the game. Fresh 35 for Concordia. Kaiser is out. Waltersdorf is in. Inbounding will be Robbie Thomas. So Thomas to trigger it on the sideline. Thomas gets it in to Dunbar. Dunbar to Smith. Smith back to Dunbar. Dunbar wants a pick and roll. He's going to take one dribble. He'll put up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Rindles. Ball's down on the floor and picked up by Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Pushes it into the front court. Warner. Warner with it on the right corner. Warner back over to Rindles. Rindles, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low. Instead comes back over to Cliff. Cliff, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf might have traveled with it. Layup good. Trevor with 17, according to my count. Dort College leads 56-48. Concordia basketball, 13 minutes remaining. Dunbar directing traffic. He feeds it to Thomas. Thomas, shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the outlet pass over to Cliff. Cliff into the front court. Cliff with the basketball across half court. Goes over to Rindles. Rindles, right corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh on the baseline. Comes back over to Rindles. 12:35 and counting. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel working on Wagner. Vogel off a glass. Get a bucket by Jordan Vogel. Kissing it off of the glass, and the defenders have reestablished a 10-point lead, 58-48. How have they done that? They've pounded it inside a little bit more. They weren't doing that to start the second half. I would imagine one of those timeouts, Coach Ross Dalma called. They talked about it. They've adjusted and now lead by double digits. Concordia burns a timeout. Back with more after this. Dort College leading by 10, 58-48. Haywood guarded by Rindles. Haywood with the basketball on the wing. He gets it over to Smith. Smith guarded there by Waltersdorf. Comes back to Haywood. Haywood to Sharn. Sharn muscles it up. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. And Zach Sharn will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf is his first. 12-11 left to play in this ball game. Dort College by 10. Sharn's free throw, no good. He's got another one coming. Houchin is in. Wagner is out. Another free throw on the way for Sharn, a 40% free throw shooter. Missed that one. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on the 10-point lead. Cliff Warner with the basketball on the right wing. 12 minutes and counting in this ballgame. Warner directing traffic. Passes left side over to Rindles. Rindles picks up his dribble. Comes over to Walt. Walt right side Warner. Warner with the basketball, back over to Rindles. Rindles, Walt. Walt underneath Severs. They double-team him, and a reach-in foul called on Haywood. Haywood whistled for the personal. It's foul number one on him. Team foul number four on the Bulldogs. Dort College with a fresh 35 to work with. Warner will inbound the basketball. He's looking, passes in over the top, finds Waltersdorf. Now Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Rindles underneath Severs. Severs comes the hoop, and he's fouled. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot one, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Again, Dort College pounds it into the paint, and they get a good result. 11:40 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College has led by as many as 14. They've led by as few as three here in the second half. Free throw is up and good for Severs. Severs, a 60% free throw shooter. He's got 11 points. Defenders lead 61-48. Bringing the basketball up is Robbie Thomas. I beg your pardon, that's not Thomas, that's Werning. Joey Werning. They go Haywood. Haywood off the dribble. Shot no good. Rebound out long. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Walt. He gets it over to Rindles. Rindles doesn't see the numbers, so he wants to pull it out. He hands it off to the senior point guard, Cliff Warner, and Dort College has a chance to build on the 13-point lead. 61-48 our score. Vogel out front. Dort College playing the two senior post players, Vogel and Severs, together. Waltersdorf at the top of the key. Ball's batted loose. Picked up by Rindles. Rindles back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes out front. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf looking for Vogel. Instead, kicks it back out to Warner. Warner, 17-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Warner. Warner back outside Waltersdorf. Dort College milking the clock, using it to their advantage. Comes back right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. They pound it down low. Severs. Severs high post. Vogel. Vogel. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf saves it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it out front. Drives the lane. Tries to dump it off, and it's taken away by Werning. Concordia dodges the bullet. Here come the Bulldogs. Werning on the left side. Werning down to the baseline, and a blocking foul called on Cliff Warner. Warner picks up his third with 10:19 remaining. 10:19 remaining in this first in this ball game. I believe Warner's going to catch a breather here, as will Chris Severs. 61-48, Dort College by Baker's dozen. Concordia will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Vogel, Lindbergh, Walterstorff, Rindles, and Kachi on the floor for the defenders. They get it into Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith gives it up. Sharn. Sharn puts it up, and we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College. Zach Sharn to shoot two free throws. First free throw is up and through. 61 to 48 hour score. Not sure who that foul went on. Looking if it was on Vogel. Looks like it was. That's his second. 10-14 remaining to go in this game. Sharn makes one of two free throws. Dort College leading by a dozen. Let's see if they can bring it home. With a basketball out front, Rindles. Rindles, free throw line, passes back over to Kachi. Kachi setting the offense left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walterstorff guarded there by Smith. Back over to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh has it batted back at him. Walterstorff with it now, 10 to shoot. Double teamed, loses it, picks it back up, Kachi. Kachi, three-pointer off the bounce. No good. Rebound, Walt. Walt off of the glass, good. Trevor Walterstorff, throw it up on the glass and go fetch it. 63-49, Dort College with matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Missed three-pointer by Kachi moments ago. Now it's getting chippy between Smith and Kachi. Fight for the basketball. We've got a foul called on the rebound. Are they going to give him the basket as well? They will. A three-point basket. And now one-and-one opportunity for Bo Smith. And they missed the first sequence where Smith threw a cross at Austin Kachi, caught him with the elbow right underneath the chops. So Smith will shoot a one and one. And the free throw is up and good for Smith. Potential of a 5-point possession here. 63-53 right now. And another free throw on the way. So Smith, free throw is up. Good. 63-54, Dort College by 9. Haywood hit the 3. He's got 11. 9:25 left to go with the game. Dort College by 9. Lindbergh will bring the basketball up. He hands it off to Rindles. Here come the defenders up by 9. Dort College calling for a set play. Pass goes high post, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, and it's taken away, Sharn. Sharn driving in. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound saved in by Rindles. Rindles gets it over to Kachi. Kachi back over to Lindbergh. Busted play. Lindbergh was able to block the shot. Rindles with the basketball back. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi, Walterstorff. Walterstorff guarded by Smith. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi at the free throw line. His pass deflected and taken away by Smith. Smith for the basketball. Concordia with another chance to cut into the lead. Out front with it is Haywood. This one is not over. 8:40 remaining. Haywood with the basketball on the right wing. Haywood to Friedrich. Friedrich, Houchin. Houchin facing up, short corner. He's going to back in against Vogel. His hook shot is good. 8 points for Houchin, and the Dort College lead is cut in half again, 63-56. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles with it, another set play by the defenders. Walterstorff on the wing. Walterstorff back over to Kachi. Kachi reverses Rindles on the right side. He feeds it down low, Walt. Walt, shot good, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Bo Smith. Smith has just picked up his third with 8:08 remaining. And Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Vogel, Lindbergh, Rindles are out. Kaiser, Severs, Warner are in. Walterstorff trying to reestablish a 10-point lead for the defenders. Walterstorff this afternoon with 21. And the free throw is up and good for Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a second old-fashioned three-point play of the day. Dort College leads 66-56. Haywood out front, Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner on the Wagner on the elbow tried to pass it underneath, and Warner tipped it, went and tracked it down. It was actually Severs on the help defense who tracked it down. Warner grabbed it, and he was on the baseline. It'll be Concordia basketball, down by 10, 7:55 remaining. Next 2 or 3 minutes, very important. Inbounding is Haywood. Haywood in danger of a five-second call, and he calls for the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Concordia. Back with more after this. 7:55 left to go of the game. North College leads by 10. Concordia refusing to go away. They've got the basketball. When we resume play, today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. With the basketball, Friedrich. To Wagner, back to Haywood. Haywood trying to back his way in against Warner, puts it up, partially blocked by Warner. Ball's going to go out of bounds, last touch by North College. It'll be Concordia basketball. 7:40 remaining in this ball game. Concordia will end side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Haywood. Haywood throws it in, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Chris Severs whistled for the personal foul, his third, with 7:40 remaining, and now a one-and-one opportunity for Phil Friedrich. Friedrich with a dozen points. He is 2-for-2 today from the free throw line, 3-for-6 for the season. He has 12 points today after averaging 1.3 this season. First one is up and through for Friedrich, 66-57. Another free throw on the way, 7:40 left to go in regulation. Free throw by Friedrich is up and good. He makes them both. 4-for-4 today. 66-58, North College by 8. Warner with the basketball out front. Cliff passes left side, Kachi, Walt. Three players around him, puts it up, and we've got a foul on the play called on the Concordia Bulldogs. Foul called against Robbie Thomas with 7:28 remaining. Brent Houchin came out with something to say, and I'm not sure what that was about. Seemed like it was directed at a Dort College player. Waltersdorf with two free throws. First run is up and through. 23 points for Walt. Dort College leads 67-58, pending another free throw. Second free throw by Walt. That one's up short, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down, though, by Severs. Severs can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Chris Severs fouled on the putback attempt, and that's another foul on Robbie Thomas with 7:25 remaining now. He picks up his second personal foul. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Chris Severs this afternoon, 11 points. First free throw by Severs is up, no good, left it short. North College trying to extend the lead back to double digits. Wagner is out. Bo Smith is back in. 7:25 left to go in this ballgame. That's in regulation. Another free throw on the way for Chris Severs. Severs' free throw is up. Won't go in. Rebound taken away by Concordia on the Bulldogs. Bulldog basketball. Down 9 are the Bulldogs. They're looking for Friedrich. They pass it down low instead for Houchin. It's Dort College basketball. Smith tried to roll it in for Houchin. Dort College with the ball up 9. Timeout situation. Concordia with 2 left. Dort College with 4 remaining. 7:08 left to go in regulation. Warner with the basketball on the left side. He goes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets a pick. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff, 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. He's going to bring it up the floor quickly. Passes into the corner to Friedrich. Friedrich with the ball, looking for Houchin down low. Instead goes over to Smith. Smith, Haywood. Haywood, 3, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College. No, it'll be Concordia basketball. 6:44 remaining. Kaiser and Severs are out. Lindbergh and Vogel are back in as Dort College continues to rotate players. Dort College by 9. Concordia inbounding the basketball. Haywood to throw it in. Gets it into Friedrich. Friedrich, deep right corner. Friedrich puts up the jumper from 15. It's good. Friedrich 16. He's having himself a game. York College leads by 7, 67-60. 6.5 left to go in the game. Waltersdorf with it up front. Kachi. Kachi ball fake. Nothing there. Warner. Warner gives it underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh has to pop out on the perimeter now. They go left side. Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf looking for Vogel. Goes high post. Lindbergh. And we've got a foul away from the ball called on Concordia and Houchin. Brent Houchin has just picked up his fourth with 6:14 remaining. And a 1-1 on the way for Jordan Vogel. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Vogel. I believe there is a coach's box here. There is a line for it at least. And I believe it's on the other side of half court. Marty Colway out past midcourt, voicing his displeasure that time. Vogel, 1-1, up and good. Another one on the way for Vogel. 68-60, Dort College leading. Yep, there's a line on that end as well. Thought there probably was. Vogel shooting another free throw. Wagner will check in. Houchin will check out, and Houchin is still upset, and he gets a parting shot in as he passes Justin Pavich. Concordia now shuffling players in and out. Joey Warning checks into the ball game. Jordan Vogel shooting another free throw. Dort College by 8 right now. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. Vogel's free throw is up and down. Jordan Vogel, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 14 points. Defenders lead 69-60. Warning out front, Haywood. Haywood with a basketball. 2-3 zone applied by the defenders. They go Warning. Warning on the left wing. Warning with a basketball. 6 minutes remaining. They go right side, Haywood. Haywood's going to split the defense. Puts it up, and a charging foul called on Haywood. Vogel slides in. Haywood called for the charge. And with 5:56 left to go in this contest, Marty Colway has now reached a boiling point. Dort College basketball up by 9. Let's see if Dort College is able to muscle their way through. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball to Warner. Big possession here. Let's see if Dort College can fight through as Concordia might be getting some momentum here. The crowd starting to get on the officials. Lindbergh with it on the right elbow. Pass underneath Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf pin, puts it up, shot no good. Gets the rebound to Sharn. Sharn with the basketball. Sharn back over to Warning. Warning with the ball. Warning with it out front. Warning passes left side Wagner. 5:31 left to play in this contest. Warning with it on the right wing. Dort College by 9. 5:25 remaining. Dort College still in the zone. Smith with the basketball. Smith goes into the corner. Wagner. Wagner with the ball. Wagner back over to Smith. Smith, right side, Haywood. Haywood, Sharn. Sharn, baseline jumper. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel over to Lindbergh. Dort College can take some time off of the clock. With the basketball, Lindbergh. Dort College pounded it down low on their last possession. Didn't get a good shot, though. Driving in is Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Max Wagner. Wagner whistled for the personal foul with 4:57 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College 69, Concordia 60. Dort College led by 12 at halftime. Two free throws on the way for Lindbergh. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. First free throw by Kyle, no good. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Lindbergh 2-for-3 now from the free throw line. Sharn and Wagner are out. Houchin and Thomas are back in for the Bulldogs. Thomas has not done much offensively. Houchin has. He's got 8 points. Second free throw on the way for the junior from Margate, Florida. Left it short. It skips around, and it's taken down by Smith. Missed shot by the defenders. 4:50 and counting. Concordia basketball, Joey Warning. Warning on the left wing. Dort College looks like they're back in man-to-man. They go right side to Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. No, they aren't. They're in zone. Steal by Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. Big steal by Lindbergh. Big layup by Lindbergh. He's got 6. Defenders lead 71-60. 4.5 left to go in the game. And a timeout on the floor. Charged to Concordia. Bringing the ball into the front court was Warning. They call a timeout. It'll be Concordia basketball when we resume play. 4:31 remaining. Back with more after this. 4:31 left in regulation. Dort College 71, Concordia 60. Both teams in the double bonus. Concordia has one timeout remaining. Dort College has four. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass insulation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Thomas to Werning, Werning high post, Houchin. Houchin puts it up, blocked by Vogel, but a foul on Vogel. Houchin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Vogel whistled for his third personal with 4:18 remaining. Brent Houchin will go to the free throw line, where he is 4 for 4 today. He's got 8 points, 2 twos, and 4 free throws. First one rattles out, no good. Another one on the way. So another free throw coming here for Houchin as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Wouldn't matter, it's double bonus anyhow. Houchin makes 1 of 2. The defender lead is 71-61 with 4:15 and counting. Ball game. Warner with the basketball, brings it up against Werning, passes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the left wing. Waltersdorf right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, Vogel. Vogel, do they bring the double team? They don't. Now he's going to go Walt. Walt, 10-footer, whispers it through. Trevor Waltersdorf, nice soft touch. He's got 25. Dort College leads 73-61. 3:50 left to go in the game. Right side pass, Smith. Smith goes into the corner. Three-pointer rattles it. No good. Another rebound for Vogel. He's rebounding well as we've seen him rebound over his three-plus year career. With the right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin with it out front. He goes left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the wing. Back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball, working against Joey Werning. Cliff left side, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Waltersdorf. 13 to shoot for Walt. Trying to drive in off the dribble. Nothing there. Pops it back out to Warner. 8 to shoot. Vogel back outside. Straight on 3 for Walt. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Dort College up by 12. Concordia basketball. With it is Joey Werning. Werning will drive in. And a blocking foul called on Austin Kachi. After all the stuff that happens on the perimeter, you end up with a little body check called on Austin Kachi. I'm saying that both ways. Both teams have gotten their shots in on the perimeter. First free throw on the way for Werning is up and through. Werning with 3. He's got another free throw on the way. Trevor Waltersdorf will take his spot on the line. Dort College leading 73-62. And the second free throw by Werning is good. 73-63. 4 points for the defenders. 4 points for Joey Werning. Dort College by 10. Under 3 minutes to go in regulation. With the left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Take care of the basketball. You should at least get some free throws, you would hope. Austin Kachi with it on the right side. Back over to Lindbergh. Dort College running motion. Pass goes left side over to Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel facing up against Houchin. He refuses to go in too deep, though. 12 to shoot. Right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Waltersdorf back over to Warner. Warner pops it from the top of the key. Bang, bang, bang. He silences the crowd. He's got 12. Defenders lead 76-63. Warner off the bounce, drills the long three. 2:20 remaining in this ballgame. Smith answering with a three of his own. No. It bounces off the heel. It hits off of the cable connecting from the ceiling down to the basket, down to the backboard. And there for Concordia, down by 13. They resort to a quick three. And now they've got to call a timeout to regroup. Dort College basketball when we resume play right after this. So Dort College will have Warner, Waltersdorf, Kachi, Lindbergh, and Vogel on the floor for Concordia. They counter with Smith, Friedrich, Haywood, Sharn, and Houchin. Lindbergh inbound the basketball, gets it into Kachi. Kachi hands it back over to Cliff. Cliff over the top to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff hot puts it across the timeline, gets it over to Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner, spreads the floor. 2 minutes remaining, Dort College by 13. Friedrich comes out to match up with Warner, passes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, they try to bring the double team. They don't get it done. Warner with the basketball now, 12 to shoot for the defenders. Warner with it out front. Dort College content to run some clock. Warner drives in, lost it, and they're going to call him for a double dribble. I'm not sure that should have been a double dribble call. Concordia with the basketball back, trailing by 13 are the Bulldogs. They go to Houchin. Houchin baseline, and he steps on the baseline. And that may have been a makeup call. Houchin, they say, stepped on the baseline. I couldn't see it from here. Certainly didn't look like he was in a location where he was going to step on the baseline, but the call came nonetheless. Lindbergh passes over to Kachi, and Kachi is fouled on the play by a frustrated Brent Houchin. And I believe Houchin has just earned a technical foul as well. .129 left to go in this contest, and Houchin, a senior, frustration boiling over for him. It's been a tough year for this Concordia team. Mentioned it during the pregame show. They lost their head coach. He resigned shortly before the season. Grant Schmidt, longtime head coach here at Concordia. Concordia started the year well, won their first two games of the conference season, in fact, have not won a conference game since. A 15-game losing streak in the conference. Looks like it's going to be 16 as well. Austin Kachi shooting four free throws. First free throw by Austin, up and good. He's got another one on the way. 9 points for Austin Kachi today. Austin Kachi, during his career, 901 career points entering the ballgame. He's now got 911. And he makes both technical foul free throws. Now we pick it up at the point at which the foul occurred, and that's two free throws for Austin Kachi. This thing could get stretched out. He's not the person you want at the free throw line shooting four straight if you're the opponent. Kachi misses the first of the two foul shots. He's got another one on the way. He can make this a 16-point ball game. And that one's too strong. Well, what do I know? Warner tries to dive for the rebound. Sharn comes away with it. 78-63, Dort College by 15. They pass left side. Sharn, left wing. They give it underneath Friedrich. Friedrich puts it up. No good. Friedrich gets the offensive rebound. Fires it back out to Smith. 1:12 remaining, and Smith hits a three-point basket. Three-point basket by Bo Smith. He's got 11. Dort College leads 78-66. Ball's kicked out of bounds by the Concordia Bulldogs. Throwing the ball in will be Lindbergh after Concordia kicked it away. Dort College by a dozen. 1:03 remaining. Break somebody long, you might have him. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel gets it over to Lindbergh. 1 minute remaining. .8 seconds remaining. Friedrich commits the personal foul. Kyle Lindbergh will shoot two free throws. 78-66, Dort College by a dozen. 58.8 seconds remaining. Lindbergh shooting two free throws. Lindbergh with 6 points today. Plants that one on the back iron, and it drops through. He's got another one coming. 7 points for Lindbergh. Dort College looking poised to win their 22nd game of the season. Second free throw by Kyle, up and down. 4 for 6 from the free throw line today for Kyle Lindbergh. 8 points for Lindbergh. Dort College leads 80-66. Now you just want to play things out. Block shot by Vogel. Rebound Walthersdorf. That might just do it. Warner fouled in the backcourt by Sharn. Sharn commits the personal foul with 49 seconds remaining. And now we start to scoreboard watch to see what's happening across the conference. The last check we had, Northwestern and Doan. Northwestern up by 10 with 16:58 remaining. Over in Sioux City, Warner shooting two free throws. First one no good. Not sure Cliff is feeling completely up to par today. There's been sickness running through this team. Now you don't want to make excuses. But Warner has not shot the ball well here this afternoon. He's 1 for 2 on the free throw line. He's got 13 points, and the defenders lead 81-66. Warner, an 81% free throw shooter. Dustin Dalma checks into the ballgame. Dort College checking new players in. Pass through the lane, and David Den Herter taps it away. few scores starting to trickle in. Trevor Walterstorff will check out of the ballgame. Inbounding the basketball is Haywood. Pass goes right side. And a short shot by the Concordia Bulldogs and Zach Sharn. 40.4 seconds remaining and a foul called on the inbounds play. Let's see who's going to shoot the free throws. Dustin Dalma to shoot free throws with the defenders leading 81-68. This one all but over. Dalma's first free throw no good. 40.4 seconds remaining. Another one on the way for Dustin. So Dustin Dalma, the sophomore from Sioux Center, makes one of two. Cold off of the bench, she makes one. 82-68, North College by 14. Left side pass, Concordia, Friedrich. Friedrich, Smith, Smith, three, good. Bo Smith with the three-point basket. He's got 14. Lindbergh to inbound the basketball. And North College calls a timeout up by 11. 82-71, North College by 11. Warner and Kaiser are going to check back into the ballgame. Coach Ross Dalma tried to check some guys out, but up by 11 with 31.1 seconds remaining. Wants to make sure that victory is secured, so he calls a timeout and checks a couple new players into the game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up, the Wireless World post-game wrap when this one reaches conclusion. Today's broadcast made possible by the Benningland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance, Ron DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Lindbergh inbound the basketball, gets it into Warner. Warner brings it up. Smith will not foul. Warner across half court. And now Warner is fouled on the play by Haywood. I don't think Concordia wanted to commit that foul. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw on the way for Warner is up and good. Marty Colway on the Concordia bench, frustrated. 14 points for Warner. Dalma and Den Herder will check in if Warner makes the free throw. He does. Warner with 15. 84-71, North College by Baker's dozen. 24.7 seconds left. Haywood will bring it up the floor for the Bulldogs. Passes through the lane to Thomas. Thomas with the ball back over to Friedrich. Friedrich, jumper, good. 84-73 on the two-point basket. North College by 11. Pass over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 15 seconds remaining in the game. Kaiser with it up front. Kaiser hands it off to Dustin Dalma. Dalma with the basketball, 10 and counting. And Concordia will let the clock run out as they concede. 84-73, North College by 11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. There's your final. North College improves to 22-6, 14-5 overall. Concordia falls to 6-20 and 2-16. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious over the Concordia Bulldogs this afternoon, 84-73. The Dort College defenders led by 12 at halftime. Concordia put together a run to get to within three early in the second half. Defenders threatened to blow it open and then withstood the charges the rest of the way. Concordia getting to within 67-60 with about 6 minutes left to go in regulation. North College got up by as many as 15 at 78-63. That came on a foul by Brent Houchin. and then a technical foul. Austin Kachi made a couple of free throws. North College able to win it 84-73. Here are the numbers. North College 29 of 61 from the floor, 47.5%, 6 of 13 on threes, 46.2%, 20 of 29 on free throws, 69%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 26 of 55 from the floor, 47.3%, 7 of 18 on threes, 38.9%, 14 of 19 on free throws, 73.7%. North College out rebounds Concordia 39 to 29. Turnovers, North College 15, Concordia 12. I beg your pardon. North College 9 turnovers, Concordia 12. North College 8 steals, Concordia 5. Trevor Walterstorff, 10 of 15 from the floor, 25 points to go along with 9 rebounds. 15 points for Cliff Warner, 4 for 6 from the 3-point line. 14 for Jordan Vogel, 10 for Austin Kachi. Chris Severs ends up with 11. 1 point for Dustin Dalma. For the Concordia Bulldogs, Phil Friedrich had 18, Bo Smith with 15, 11 for Joel Haywood, 9 for Brent Houchin, 5 for Charles Dunbar, 6 for Max Wagner, 5 for Zach Sharn, 4 for Joey Werning, for their total of 73 points. Before we go any further, and before we get to Coach Ross Dama, let's visit with senior Jordan Vogel, Dort College post player. Let's talk about today's game. First of all, Jordan Vogel, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Come into today's ball game, looking at Concordia, felt like you probably had an advantage in the post. What's your mindset coming into a game like this where you feel like you're going to have an advantage?
Right. Well, we really just wanted to pound the gut. And especially since Bertel is out for the rest of the season, we figured that we had some mismatches down there that we could take advantage of. And we really just wanted to get into the paint, get our fouls up there so we could be in the bonus most of the game.
Feel like you were successful in doing that throughout the contest?
Yeah, for the most part. I thought we moved the ball pretty well and got it inside and made most of our shots.
They made a charge at you in the second half. You were shuttling in and out, sharing minutes with Chris Severs. How important is it to have the two post players able to go 3 or 4 minutes and then get a breather in a contest like this at this stage of the season?
Yeah, we came out a little bit flat to start the second half there. But it's always important down the stretch here on the road when we can swap out minutes. We really can run the other team's post players.
This stage of the season, you now have a bye this week. You've got one game remaining with Doan. How important is that game with Doan 1 week from today?
It's a really big game. We're close in conference standings, and as everybody knows, we lost to them down at their place, and we'll be ready to go on senior night, and we got a week to prepare for that, and we'll be ready, and Coach will do a good job of getting us there.
I'm going to ask you basically some of the same things I asked Trevor Walterstorff on Wednesday. First one is, it hardly seems like 4 years ago when you committed to Dort College, is that skinny 6'7 post player from Western, what seemed like everyone talked about, a lot of potential coming in. You had to tap into it. You had to keep developing. Explain the transition from being a high school post player to a college all-conference level post player. What did you have to get better at?
It's all about strength and toughness. Coming in, I was probably 190 pounds, and now I'm up to 215. And our coaching staff has just done a great job of getting the program to hit the weights and get stronger and just be mentally tough all the way around.
The 4 years, what are you going to take away from these 4 years of not only basketball but Dort College education?
Just the relationships that I've built. All the guys in the locker room are like family to me, and that's something that I'll always cherish, and I'll be friends with these guys for the rest of my life, and I really appreciate that.
What's up for Jordan Vogel next year?
Hopefully I'll find a place to be playing basketball somewhere next year. Don't want to focus on it too much right now. Just finish out the season. But once that's over, I'm hoping to find a place to play.
Jordan Vogel, thanks for the memories thus far. Hopefully we've got a few more memories to create over the next month or so. Today was a step towards that.
You bet. Thank you. And just want to say thanks to our fans, too, so far this season. I mean, we've got a great crowd. And we'd like to see you guys all next Saturday, too. Thanks again, guys.
That's Jordan Vogel, senior post player for the Dort College Defenders. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room as well. And, Coach, some of the same things I'm going to ask you that I talked about with Jordan in terms of this game. You were able to get a 12-point lead at halftime, 47-35. What were you doing well in that first half?
Well, I thought we were doing a good job of attacking the paint. We've really focused on paint touches here with Trevor, Jordan, and Chris. We felt those three guys were going to have an opportunity to do some good things, and they did. So we had, you know, had 47 points at half. Really weren't defending the way we probably needed to, but you know, offensively, we were sharing the ball. We were doing some good things.
Second half, they made a run back at you, and I was thinking, don't get stubborn here, Coach. Call a timeout. You didn't. Your players were able to work through some things. Your mindset there at that point, Coach, when Concordia's making that charge back at you early in the second half?
Concordia's a young team. They were on a roll. We're a veteran team on the road. We're going to be in tougher situations than this yet throughout the year. They better figure out a way to get it done, and they did. You know, we got five seniors and two juniors who have played a lot of basketball, and Cliff came down. We were down three, knocked a three down. Or we were up three. Cliff knocked a three down to push it to six, and we took a timeout, and from there we seemed to recover. But just wanted to see where we were at mentally. We kind of gave away some ground, obviously, coming out of the locker room, and that was disappointing to see, but we did respond to hang on here.
25 points for Trevor Waltersdorf, 10 of 15 from the floor, 9 rebounds. He very steadily, and the thing that I look at is his scoring numbers are down a little bit this year, but his rebounding totals are up.
They are. Trevor is as good right now as he's ever been. He's healthy. He's knocking down shots at a high rate. He's knocking down free throws at a high rate. He's just doing a lot of great things. And you mentioned the rebounding. He's one of the top rebounders in Dort's history as well. And that's something that sometimes gets left unsaid. But he's doing a lot of great things right now, and he's playing with a lot of energy, and the rest of the guys are feeding off that.
One final note I want to bring up about today in this game with Concordia, and I don't want it to sound condescending for Concordia folks, but I don't wish what they have had to go through as a team on anyone through the course of this year. It's a tough start, a tough game, a tough season, and they lose their best player. Things have been difficult for this group.
They have. You know, they had a coaching change in mid-October, and they got off to a good start to both the regular season and the conference season, and then have been really hampered by injuries. Today I thought they played with a lot of energy. I thought they played with a lot of emotion. They've got some young kids out here who are pretty good, and you know, if they can stay positive, they're going to be right back to playing Concordia basketball.
A bye week this week. You don't have a non-conference game. You've got the day off on Wednesday. I asked Coach Steensma what he was doing this week. What are you doing with your group this week?
We need to get away from basketball. We are beat up and we are sick. You know, we had a guy come down with mono yesterday, and Elliott Christians. Reese Beaver got the flu here today. I mean, there's just a lot of things, bugs going through. We've got guys that are nicked up. You know, it's just a tough situation, too, with Tyler not playing. We hope that a week off will get us a week closer to him playing. Just, right now, our break comes at an ideal time.
Doan next Saturday, and they got your attention, and it's going to be senior day, last regular season home game next Saturday. Could be an energy-packed game next Saturday. At least that's what we hope.
It is, Mike. You know, these seniors obviously have done a lot of great things for not only Dort College basketball, but also for the campus community as a whole, and to know those guys will come out and play as hard as they can, and just looking forward to a neat afternoon.
Coach, I'll let you go. See you on the bus.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. Let's take a look at the final numbers. I told you about the scoring. I touched on the rebounding. Trevor Waltersdorf, 9. Jordan Vogel had 10. Kyle Lindbergh had 9. Those three accounted for, my math is correct, 28 of Dort College's 39 rebounds. For Concordia, 8 rebounds for Bo Smith, 6 rebounds for Brent Houchin. Assist totals, Cliff Warner ended up with 4. Kyle Lindbergh had 3. He also had 2 blocks and 2 steals. Cliff Warner had a block and 2 steals. Austin Kachi had 2 assists. Sean Kaiser came off of the bench for 3 assists in 15 minutes of play. Taking a look then at the conference standings on this Wireless World post-game wrap. Final scores from across the conference today. Dort College 84, Concordia 78. Nebraska Wesleyan 63, Dakota Wesleyan 48. Morningside over Briar Cliff 76-66. Northwestern defeats Doan 100-75. Hastings over Mount Marty 95-68. Northwestern is atop the conference at 15-3. They can finish no worse than a tie for the championship. They can clinch the championship outright with a win on Wednesday night. Dort College is 14-5, two games back of the leader, two games in front of Doan. Doan cannot catch Dort College for second place, nor can Midland. So Dort College has at least second place wrapped up. Doan and Midland are 11-7. Briarcliff is 10-8 along with Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan is 8-10. They fall behind Morningside. They're 9-9. So your eighth place team is Dakota Wesleyan at 8-10. Nebraska Wesleyan still lurking in ninth at 7-12. Mount Marty is 3-15. Concordia is 2-16. That's going to do it for the broadcast of our doubleheader of basketball from Seward, Nebraska. Once again, the final scores for the Dort College basketball games. It was the Dort College women falling to Concordia 87-64. And the Dort College men get an 84-73 win over the Bulldogs. For Katie